Today is Saturday, May 2nd, 2015, and we are interviewing Melissa Brown at Woodneath Midconnet Public Library. Melissa Brown is a coworker, and I'm Janet Tatum, and I'm the interviewer. And Melissa Brown was born in Kansas City, Missouri on May 14th, 1970. She lived in the Kansas City area for 18 years until she married her husband, Hollis Brown, and moved to Paris Island, South Carolina. They lived there for 3 years and gave birth to their first son, Hollis, just before returning to Kansas City in 1991. Their second son, Zach, was born in 1995. Melissa spent several years at home with her sons until they entered school. Melissa joined Midconnet Public Library, the Clay Como branch, in 2001. And what is your current position?
Well, my current position is a full-time position at the Woodneath Library Center, and I facilitate the children's story times here, and I do the baby story times and the toddler story times here, and I do some of the outreach as well. I do get a chance to go out and talk to some of the parents and groups about the importance of early literacy, I do get to do a lot of other things as well.
Have you always done story time, or do you have you had any other experience working with kids in a different setting?
Well, I have actually done some other things as well. I've been able to go out to schools, and I've been able to go and talk to kids kindergarten through fifth grade about the importance of reading in the summer reading program. I've been able to talk to kids about the Read Aloud program, the winter reading program. I've been able to go and talk to parents as teachers program at the Liberty Public Schools. So I've been able to do a lot of other different things too. So it's been nice to be able to do different kinds of things.
Okay. If you could do anything in your story time, say you had an unlimited budget with no restrictions, what's something that you would love to do in your story time?
I would love to do, well, let's see. I think I would probably like to have a little bit more space. I just have a little more room in there to be able to add more of my little friends in the room and a little bit more of a little sound absorption so we could hear each other a little bit better. But other than that, I think maybe to provide our friends with some books that were age appropriate for our little babies to have. But other than that, I think we're pretty blessed around here. We have a lot of good instruments and things, manipulatives that the kids can play with. So I think we're pretty well off.
If you could do any other job other than story time at Woodneath, what would you do? Or would you?
You know, I don't think that there would be anything else that I would want to do. I do enjoy doing story time, and other than being able to go and share ideas and talk to other people about the importance of early literacy, I like to get out and actually talk to groups now and then, but as long as it doesn't take me away from actually doing the story times, as long as I can get away for a little while and then come back and do story times, I think that's pretty much where I belong.
Okay. What kind of advice would you give to someone wanting to pursue a career working with children?
Well, I would say that they need to make sure that they truly, truly like to be around kids. I think there are some times that there are people that are working with children that really do not need to be working with kids. There are people that really they don't like kids. And then, you know, that's really not where they need to be. So as long as they really like children, they need to have patience with kids. Kids are going to try your patience sometimes. And if you don't have patience with them, then that's really not where you need to be. So. And also be willing to just be able to throw out your plans. Sometimes things are not going to go as you plan them to go. So your plan will not always fly. And so if you'd be able to just throw them out, just once in a while, it will not go as planned. And that's okay.
What do you think is the hardest part when working with kids in your story time, or just working with kids in general?
Well, just trying to get the parents involved. You know, I've got a lot of very good parents here at Woodneath, but I'm just getting the parents to understand and just relax and know that it's okay for them to cut loose and sing and play and just relax and do the songs and actions with us. And it's okay for them to be a kid too.
Has story time changed since you first started to now?
It has changed a lot since I first started doing story time. It's changed even more since the time I took my kids to story time to now. When I first started taking my kids to story time many years ago, story times were more of read a book and see a movie or maybe do a craft, and then we'd go home. And that was wonderful, a great experience for our kids. But now there's more of an intentional, when you come to story time, there's more of an early literacy intention to it. And even from the time I started several years ago to now, we've learned more about early literacy and how important it is to have that aspect to it.
Is there anything else that you would like to add about your job or early literacy?
No, just that it's just very rewarding job, and it's just very fun to do. Okay. I enjoy it.
This is the conclusion of the May 2nd, 2015 interview with Melissa Brown. The interviewer was Janet Tatum. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.